date right. Okay. Good evening and welcome to the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting for March 12, 2024. We're calling it to order and we'll start out as usual with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody's here on the board tonight. Let me run through the meeting procedures for any of you who may not be familiar. Agenda items may be taken out of order. The tab may combine two or more items on the agenda for consideration. The tab may delay or remove an item from the agenda. No action may be taken on any matter not on the posted agenda. This tab is advisory and all recommendations go to either or both the Planning Commission and or the Board of County Commissioners. If speaking on an item, please announce your name and address. All comments are limited to 3 minutes and should be addressed to the board. Place all your electronic devices on silent or stun, please, and take your private conversations out into the hallway or elsewhere so you can keep them private. We now have a period for public comment. This is for, well, let's see. Yeah, sorry. Order for public comment on any items that are not on the agenda. We have a fairly short agenda tonight, so if you're going to talk about an agenda item, you may wish to hold until we get into that so it all fits together. But is there anyone who has anything to say tonight about something not on the agenda item that would like to be heard? Okay, we'll go ahead and close that and move along. Has everyone seen the minutes from the 27th? We have a motion, please.
So moved.
To approve.
Move to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We have no informational items, no announcements, so we're going to jump right into it. We have a presenter here for item one. We have a presenter here for item one, WS-230814. Okay, we'll go ahead and trail that till the end of the rundown. Item two. Do we have a presenter for item two? Okay.
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Planning just told me item one went to BCC last week and they approved it.
Huh. Well, that teaches us to ask them to send it back, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So good to be valued. Okay, thank you. Okay. Item two, UC-240028. This is a use permit for a vocational training facility in conjunction with an existing office building on a 0.6 acre of 14.2 acres on a CP zone, generally located on the east side of Fort Apache, south side of Diablo within Spring Valley. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes.
If you could please stand and
sure.
Give the secretary your name and all of that. I'm not sure what it is you have, so.
I was just told by somebody.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your proposal?
All right. Well, I'm just going to bring this around to you so it'd be easier to have the projector working today.
You want to set your laptop here? So
sure.
You have
the projector's not here today. So anyway, I have my special use permit application number and my person number here for you, as well as she said to you see pictures. So. Just to let you know who I am, I've been an RT, which is a respiratory therapist, for 40 years as of leap year day, so maybe that's 10, but anyway, and an instructor in ACLS and BLS CPR and so on. And this is the building that they asked me to show you a picture of. That's the opening to the building. I have a teeny little office right in the middle of that, okay?
So okay, if you want to let everybody see it. I looked at it online.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. I've never done this before, so last time I opened a business in California, it was just the mayor came and the city council, and they cut the ribbon and everything.
Okay.
This is a little different. Anyway, this is the site plan, and the yellow is.
Excuse me, I'm here.
Ma'am, could you speak up a little?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
This is the site plan to the buildings. This is the building in which I'm in. I'll just switch back to the this is the inside, and that's the layout. And I'm not behind one right there.
Okay.
Right, just a little office. Anyway, so the opening of the building, I'm going to take over 3 minutes this way. There's the opening of the building, and the site map, as well as the opening and my office. There's another tiny one in yellow. Okay? So the office is a little tiny one in yellow.
Thank you.
Anyway, I have 140 square foot in that office for the last few months. And then somebody brought up that it might be concerning that my office is so small, since I can take six clients at a time. And I said, well, there is a conference room that I'm allowed to use so many hours a month for free, and I can rent it for cheaper. And that would be the purple area here. And I can use that conference room, all right? So that's not a concern for me. There was also a concern about parking.
Ma'am, could you stand over here for
the... Sure,
that's...
Okay.
There's a few neighbors that are looking at
it. Oh, all right. Anyway, so there was a concern about parking. We have... We have... We have a bunch of spaces. We have... We have 710 spaces for parking for the businesses there, and we're only required to have 416, so I don't think my 6 months and myself will really impact it too much. I've never seen it full, and I've been here quite a while, even though I haven't been able to use it as a company. So anyway, that's pretty much it. I do have clients from Vegas going to Orange County because you have a lack of NRP instructors, as I've been told by several people, including people at AHA, American Heart Association. And what better place to start a business than where you're needed, instead of somewhere that's overly inundated by what you already do. So that's why I chose here, besides the fact I have family here, and I'm here now.
We appreciate that. I think the only issue for us is the whether it's appropriate to have this in the location that it is proposed. The staff has recommended approval and so on, so appreciate that.
Thank
Is
you.
There anyone in the audience with any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
My name is Lester Girdlestone, address 9204 Source Drive, number 01, Las Vegas. I'm the owner of 5524 South Apache. Which building, what's the address? I just received
5510, Suite 133. Ma'am, sit down, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
So he talks to us. Thank you.
I just received this Saturday. So
okay. 5510 South Fort Apache, Suite 133.
5510.
Isn't that, I think that's what it says on the notice. Okay. 5510.
And you said?
Suite 133.
And how many people are involved at any given time to...
Do you have an let me ask you this, sir. Do you have an objection or a concern?
No, I don't have an objection against 4-4.
Okay.
I just learned about this Saturday, so I'm just trying to...
Okay, well, I'll tell you what then. If you don't have an objection or a real concern, why don't you hang loose, let us finish deliberating, and then maybe you can talk with her outside about what's coming. Does that work?
No.
Or no?
No, because...
Okay, what's your question then, please?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Any other?
I'm asking.
No, so keep asking the questions.
What are your questions?
Oh, okay.
Then we'll have that in the deliberation. Okay. We just want to know what your questions and input are.
Yeah.
I would like to know the number of people, clientele at any given time, maximum hours of operation, days of the week, parking spaces that will be used. And on the notice it says, we recommend you notify lessees. So why should I be notifying my lessees?
I can't answer
that.
I can't answer. I don't send the cards. Thank you. I can't answer the question. Sorry. Maybe the staff, gentleman from staff can later. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Donita Monsilovich, 47 Morning Glow Lane. And I'm a owner of 5590.
Uh-huh.
don't understand this process is, I'm not sure what she's asking for. Is this a variance for the unit, for the entire building?
This is an office building, and she's asking for a use permit to have a vocational training facility in an office building.
So does that variance affect the rest of the complex?
No.
Does this mean that other...
Nope.
Offices in the complex can have a vocational training facility?
This is her request for her specific location.
And then my next question is, if she were to receive this variance...
It's not a variance, it's a use permit.
Okay, if she receives this use permit for a vocational school...
Yes.
If she were to vacate that property, can any other school now take that?
I think you may be mixing it up with like a zone change or something, and it's not a zone change or anything of that sort. This is a specific thing for this business proposal.
Okay, all right.
Does that help?
Okay.
I was
in the same part, and I was just trying to understand how this affects the owners and the complex.
No, I appreciate that.
In relation to parking, we do have quite a bit of parking in the complex. However, I do want to point out that the majority of the spots are assigned to individual buildings. So what would be relevant would be the spots assigned to that building, and that that's one unit of several units in that building.
Okay. Anyone else with any questions or comments? Real quickly, ma'am, what are your hours?
8 to maybe 1.
Okay, and you said you have like 6 people at a time?
Maximum.
Okay. And how many days a week?
5.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anybody else on the board with questions or comments? Nobody else in the audience is speaking up? No? Okay. Anybody have a motion?
Move to approve.
With staff conditions?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion on the table. Move to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, that passes. Thank you very much. Thank you. And, sir, if you have further questions, the people over from the staff may be able to clarify it for you. Number three. All right, great. Number three is VS 240036, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County on Warm Springs Road in El Dorado and between Cimarron and Buffalo within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Dan Paul. I'm with Westwood Professional Services here on behalf of the applicant. This is really just a cleanup item. We have previously approved zone change and previously approved public right-of-way vacation, so we're just requesting this vacation to clean up a patent easement that was missed on the title report.
Okay.
We agree with all conditions on the staff report, conditions of approval.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone in the audience, questions or comments? Anybody on the board, questions or comments? Do we have a motion?
Motion for approval of staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion to approve with staff conditions on item number three. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That is unanimous. Item four. Item four, yes, ma'am. Okay. This is ET 24400011, formerly known as UC 220580. Use permit first extension of time for the following: increase the area of an existing accessory structure; two, increase the cumulative area of all accessory structures; three, allow accessory structures not architecturally compatible with the principal building; and four, waive applicable design standards. And then there is also waiver of development standards for the following: one, eliminate setbacks; two, increase wall height in conjunction with existing single family on 0.5 acres in RS20 zone within the RNP NPO overlay. This is located on the south side of Coley, 141 feet west of Westwind within Spring Valley. And staff, correct me if I'm wrong, this is extension of time only, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, good evening, welcome. We only need to hear about the reasons for the extension of time, not the other matters. Thank you.
As evidenced by the attached email.
It's worth noting that Clark County has divided this project into multiple permits. So regarding this email, I just have like the email where like Sammy Real was like, you may apply for the extension of time just in case you guys want to see this. So for the accessory structure number one, which is permit BD230929, is situated as indicated on the provider map and is currently under...
Ma'am, we don't need to hear the details of the proposal. We only need to hear about the reasons for the need for the extension of time. So what is it that you need a little extra time? Why could you not finish it in the original allotted time?
Hi, so there is six permits that Clark County made us divide this project and different permits. Three of these are already approved, and we're waiting for the other three to be approved.
Okay.
Right now, the main concern is that Nevada Energy needs to give a paperwork to be able to do the agreement with the easement, and then we can record it. And the other thing, there is a fall in the other corner of the property, so the geotech, they're working on the finding the fall to see if it's active or not. So after they do the report, we're going to be able to finalize these comments.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I think that's enough for what we need today. Is there anyone in the audience with questions or comments on this? Anyone on the board with questions or comments?
Just a question. It has no bearing on the extension of time, which is all we're going to really vote on here. But
yeah.
Nothing's been built yet, correct?
Everything's
been built.
Yeah, it's almost finished.
Oh, so if you don't get these permits, then you'll have to remove things.
Yes. Okay. So that was the condition from Sammy. If it doesn't get approved, then he will have to resume.
Okay.
So
any
how
other?
Much of an extension of time are you requesting?
One more year.
One more
year. Anyone else?
Nope.
Do we have a motion?
Move to approve with staff comments.
Okay, we have moved to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. If you want, your email is down, I think, at this end of the table, if you'd like to get a copy of it. Item 5, I know you're here. ET 24400013, previously known as NZC 190921, waiver of development standards, second extension of time for the following: 1, increased building height; 2, reduced setback; 3, reduced landscaping. Design reviews involved the following: proposed multiple family residential development, 2, an alternative parking lot landscaping on 16.4 acres in an RM32 zone within the CMA design overlay district, generally located on the east side of Quarter Horse Lane, the south side of Sunset within Spring Valley. That's pretty fancy. You get a 24 on the front of your number and you get all those new descriptions and so on. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant and property owner Precern Development. Essentially, all those fancy numbers at the end is our request for an extension of time on this approved application that was approved in March of 2020. In fact, it was approved about 10 days before COVID hit and the world shut down. So
perfect.
One of the reasons why, you know, you still see this legacy project continuing. Number two, one of the conditions is to complete versus instead of commence. If you've been out there, you can see there, we have certainly commenced a great deal. The project is built, but as part of the definition of complete, it requires 100% of the landscape, or 100% of the offsite improvements, plus the landscaping in. We have done a substantial amount of work. The signalization out there that we were required to coordinate with the hospital has been completed. You can see that all the lots have been consolidated into one. There is a lot of vertical construction out there. So this is very near to completion. We appreciate staff's review and recommendation of approval. We agree with the conditions and happy to answer any questions.
Thanks very much. Is there anyone in the audience with any questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll come to the board. Yes, ma'am?
Yes.
You do?
Thank you.
Okay.
My name is Wendy Park. I live on Quarter Horse Lane. And just to let you know, I've been here before quite some time ago regarding this. However, I'm completely confused over the fact that they are asking for waivers on the height, the leeways, the, and I'm sorry, but let me pull my card.
Well, I've got to interrupt you because all we're really here to consider tonight is the extension of time. The matters you're bringing up have already been approved.
Then why does it have, and I'm sorry, I just, I don't
know. No, it's okay.
Which is why I'm here to
question. Sure, I understand.
It mentions in here that proposed multiple family development alternative parking, and they are seeking an increased building height, a reduced setback, and reduced landscaping.
Right. Those are the items that were already, those are the items that have already been approved.
We're here to address the extension of time only.
Those things have, I understand what you're saying about the wording, but that's simply a description of what's already been approved.
Oh, okay, then I apologize.
That's okay. No need to apologize. It can be very confusing.
And I was going to say they already built it.
Okay.
It'd be a little.
And you know what? He would agree with you, I'll bet.
I mean, I really would think, yeah, the building height's a little high.
You can't change that at this point, yeah.
Then I'll just hold off on any further comments at the very end when it says comments by the general public.
Okay, you can hold.
That's fine.
Sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, anyone on the board with any questions or comments?
So again, we're just extending time on it.
Right.
I would like to ask, did the county receive any letters from neighbors or? That would have been the previous go-round, I suppose.
Yeah, there's nothing, this is just an extension.
But you have a card. Is that an old card you have?
No, this is the most recent one.
When did you receive that?
I just got it like.
Probably over the weekend, I would guess.
It might have been about a week ago.
And it was triggered because of the event here.
Mm-hmm. The extension of time.
Extension of time.
If you'd like to look at it, if
I'm just curious, does it say that on there?
It says what the item is, an extension of time, second extension.
Second extension, yeah.
Yeah.
So right there, second extension of time, that's all we're voting on.
Okay.
We already approved all the other steps.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it says application. I'm still learning.
That's okay.
So are we.
Any other questions or comments on the board? Do I have a motion? Okay, we have a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank
all
you.
Right, thanks,
thanks, Tony.
Very nice.
Travel safe. Enjoy your time in paradise.
Yeah.
Still no general business, I assume?
No.
Okay, ma'am, you said you had a comment for the.
I do. It's just, if it's all right, I think I already gave my name and address. And I think what is happening is that quite some time ago, quite a number of us came here and really thought pretty hard about this project changing from single family housing to apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kept saying, don't worry about it, we're going to put a signal there, traffic won't be that bad. I asked for traffic reports and didn't get it. I asked about the fact that these people going, I can't see anywhere, I'm sure they're in there somewhere. And asked for additional information, mostly from Justin Jones. I've had no responses. And I finally just gave up. I went to the commissioner's meeting. So I went there, and there were probably a good dozen of us on this. I think the frustration is that some of us are beginning to feel that we come to these things, we express them. And I will say for this board, you were pretty much with us originally about the size of this project because it empties out onto Quarter Horse Lane, two-lane road, 600 units right now, and they said, don't worry about the traffic. Already the traffic, I'm having difficulty sometimes getting out of my driveway. We don't even have anybody moved in yet, and we got houses there. But I would like to thank the board because at one time you did, I think, agree with us and see things. It's just, it fell apart when it went to the commissioner, and which was very disappointing.
Has the signal been installed?
The signal has been installed.
Okay, so that's a plus.
Yes, and the lines are getting getting longer, which it makes it very interesting. So it's been quite a project. I'm still concerned about that. But it's nice to know we can come here and at least talk to you. I know you will listen. All five of you will listen to us.
Ma'am, if you want to give me your number, I will give Mike Shannon your phone number and have him call you. He's Commissioner Jones' liaison. He's just not at the meeting tonight.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
That would be helpful. Yeah.
Thank you. I think I put my phone number on that, but I'll make sure you
have
it.
Yeah, just let me know who you are and I'll give it to Mike Shannon.
I will. So anyway, so thank you for your time.
We're not supposed to comment during general comment, so we're just supposed
sorry?
To, we're not supposed to comment on
oh,
general
right.
comment.
Yes.
So we're just here, so we hear what you're saying.
You
when the meeting's adjourned, I'll say what I say.
Okay. Anyway, yes, thank you.
You troublemaker, you.
No.
Yeah, you
okay.
are tonight, but before you had your group
so. Adjourned. So is that anyone else in the audience with anything? Okay, we'll go ahead and close comments. Next meeting date is March 26, 2024, and we are adjourned until we meet again.
Yay.